Okay, and now go back to your checklist if you have it and see what's changed for you. Energy level, the emotional charge, your sense of alignment, the degree or percentage of anxiety or feeling overwhelmed at all. And just make a note for yourself. So last week I had introduced the gift. And I didn't have a chance to address that. The gift is whatever you can imagine, whatever comes up for you. And if nothing shows up, you're just still receiving the gift of energy. The real question is, how do you respond to being given a gift? Because this is all about receiving. And for many of us, we're really good at giving. We're not so adept at receiving. And so, if I were to say, here, I'm going to give you this gift, this is one of my most precious things that I can offer you. This is just for you. What's your first reaction? If your reaction is, no, I can't possibly take that, make a note of that. If your reaction is, well, what is it? If your reaction is, well, I have something for you too. If your reaction is just, no, I'm not taking anything. Or can you just accept it gracefully and say thank you? This is a way to look at your own programming, your own belief about receiving. Energy is available all the time. But few people will take advantage of it. Few people will allow themselves to receive that energy because they have a belief, usually of not worthy or not enough, or they're still stuck in the child mind of needing permission. And if you notice, I said, give yourself permission. As children, we always have to ask permission. You know, we don't have the authority. And that carries over into adulthood, where we're constantly looking for the authority to give us permission to do pretty much anything. And the way that that will often manifest is we will call a friend and say, what do you think? What we're actually saying is, can you give me permission? Instead of giving permission to self. So, I like to define the difference between childhood and adulthood this way. As the child is always seeking permission, the adult gives permission to oneself. Okay? I give myself permission to, you know, call a friend, to watch this movie, to go for a walk, to have this nice meal. If you are hesitant about that, then you will also be hesitant to receive. If you have a belief that you are not good enough in any way whatsoever, if you grew up with not good enough, you will also have difficulty receiving. Because if in your mind you're not smart enough, tall enough, fast enough, strong enough, talented enough, clever enough, whatever the enough might be, that creates a barrier between you and what you can allow in. So this is something that I want you to work on between now and next time I see you, is what is your belief about receiving? When you can receive gracefully and graciously and just say yes, so many things will come to you. It is extraordinary. And I also learned how to receive gracefully by having children. When my son was like 2 years old, I was in the park with him and my wife, and he came up to give me a rock. And he just sort of like, and I took it, and I was like, oh, a rock. And I just sort of like tossed it. My wife gave me a sharp elbow in the rib. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what? She said, look at his face. And he was crushed. And I realized what that was about. And I went, oh my God. And I picked up the rock. This is the most beautiful rock I've ever seen. Thank you so much. And then he just lit up, because it's not about the object. It is self. When someone is offering you something, they're offering you a part of their heart. And so you have to be very gracious about that. Even if it's something that, you know, doesn't seem to be of any value to you, it is the act and the intention that you have to be aware of. So this is about applying that to self. Can you allow yourself to receive what is being offered to you every moment, with every breath? Every time that you have a connection with a person, there is an exchange. Can you open yourself to listen and receive that? It's a challenge sometimes, because our defenses are very deeply programmed. We are constantly searching for danger, for threat. We are constantly in protective mode. And that protective mode blocks reception. So what I recommend is that you practice in your safe space, whether that's home or out in the park, whatever, where you can acknowledge, yeah, I'm bracing, I'm feeling a little, you know, defended, threatened, or frightened. Now I'm going to soften that and open myself up to receive what is being offered. And this will take us into inner guidance. Being able to identify, acknowledge, and allow deeper inner guidance, listening to self. And that's something that I'd like to get into next time, because it's really about going into the chakras and being able to listen at different levels or different dimensions, because there's a lot of information coming in all the time. If you're always externally focused, trying to be productive or trying to give to everybody else, often you don't listen to yourself. And I find, especially at this time, that it's so important to ask the question, what do I need now? And this is not an intellectual process. This is a feeling, sensing, knowing practice. I ask that question and I get images, I get feelings, I get impulses. Now, do I pay attention? Do I honor myself? Or do I deny, block, and deflect? Because things are changing pretty quickly. And we have to evolve. We have to evolve. And the only way to do that is to constantly be listening, receiving, adapting, and evolving. But we lock ourselves into defense mode. And we say, no, I don't want to change. And I don't want to be affected. That's not going to be helpful as we move forward. Okay, any comments or questions before we sign off?
Yeah, it was really strange, because I mean, I'm very used to, I mean, since years now, to the warming up routine. And it started after the warming up routine that I had really, like, on the height of my in the back, on the height of my solar plexus, like cramp pain, you know, and like it continued to be there. And it's like, I don't know, I can't really.
Is it
really...
still there?
Yeah, still
okay.
There.
Okay. Can you embrace it? Instead of fight it.
I'm trying to as good as I can.
And then just once we're done, breathe into it, listen to yourself and ask what that part needs.
Okay.
If you think about where the solar plexus is, what that chakra is, if you look at the chakra information that I posted in the documents folder on the site, it'll give you a sense of what it's related to. And that's a model to give you information about how to respond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments or questions?
You used, when we activate the chakras at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
we used to, over 20 years ago, we used to just stand to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're
I'm rotating.
Rotating. Yeah. And I wonder what made you change that, because I'm having trouble.
You don't have to rotate. I should have explained it before I started doing it, but the chakra is spinning. And it's like a washing machine motion to just rotate side to side when you're standing. I find it's like I'm trying to just gently rotate it side to side. I think of them sometimes like a gyroscope spinning as well. If that bothers you or distracts you, then just be still.
Is the image almost like a spiral?
It's like a spiral that goes one way and then the other. So an outward spiral is expanding, an inward spiral is contracting. That's the respiration of the energy itself. So you can imagine that, or you can just imagine, you know, like rotating it just to activate it very gently. That started spontaneously for me several years ago. Like I had to move. But if you feel like you don't want to, you don't have to. And the other question that somebody asked is usually like in the Indian tradition, we have indigo in the forehead and violet on top. And I'm using gold and violet in the forehead. That information was given to me to represent our evolution. Because if we were to go above the traditional indigo, violet, gold would be above that. But now we're bringing the gold down, which is the intention to bring soul consciousness into the physical form. So it's kind of like an upgrade or an update to that system. If you are comfortable using the traditional model, go right ahead. But that's what has been going on for me for a very long time. And that's the way it comes out. Okay, on your feet. Breathe in. Good breath. Ground your energy, send it down, root it one more time. Palms together up to the third eye, the heart, the Dan Tien. Come back up. Make a fist with your right hand, cover it with your left. Bring it to your heart and breathe in and bow. Okay. Thank you so much.